International Finance Corporation, IFC, has proposed a debt investment of up to $22.5 million, 160 crore rupees, in Pulse Processor and Trader etc. Agro Processing, India, Private Limited. IFC will provide the capital via non-convertible debentures, the World Bank and SQO's private sector investment arms said in a disclosure. Etc. Agro, part of agricultural conglomerate Etc. Group, will use the funding to expand its operations in India. The company requires long-term working capital of $77 million for the planned expansion, IFC said. IFC, which makes direct investments and acts as a limited partner to private equity and venture capital funds, said that Etc. Agro and SQO's planned expansion will focus on higher yields and less volatile processing. The expansion project involves the agricultural firm scaling up operations across its own processing capacities in Kolkata, as well as Vashad in Gujarat and Khopoli in Maharashtra. Etc. Agro will also use the capital to ramp up operations in third-party processing units across India, IFC said. This expansion will have a positive impact on low-income consumers in states such as Assam, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, and Jharkhand. It will also result in rising incomes for farmers because of the increase in pulse purchases. This is not the first time the Washington-headquartered IFC is investing in Etc. Agro. In February 2017, it said it was planning to make a debt investment of $30 million, around 200 crore, in the company. Etc. Group is a vertically integrated agricultural supply chain firm involved in origination, procurement, warehousing, transport, trading, farm processing and consumer products. The group and its subsidiaries are active in 35 countries across Africa, Asia, and America. It is controlled by Mahesh Patel, Kirtan Patel, and Birja Patel, who are based in Tanzania, London, and South Africa. Investors that own a stake in the Etc. Group include Mitsui and AMP Company and Pembani Remgro Infrastructure Fund. IFC has been on a deal-making spree in the country of late. In July last year, it took part in business-to-business marketplace Bizongo and SQO's Series C funding round. In the same month, the firm said it would provide $150 million, around 1,028 crore, in the form of a 5-year senior loan to private sector lender Arbel Bank. In May, it anchored a $222 million debt funding round in Cholamandalam Investment and Finance Company Limited in April. IFC said it planned to provide $125 million to L&AMP T Finance Limited to help the non-bank lender expand its farm equipment financing portfolio.